The best bits of the week. The Wake Up with Webster podcast.
Well, hello. And I need to resist the urge to say good morning because it's hardwired into me. Welcome to the first ever Wake Up with Webster breakfast show podcast. Woo!
Feel like a round of applause is needed here.
It's a bit late, but it's about time we had one. I'm really happy about this because it means you can hear all the amazing callers that we get. The stars of the show every week, undoubtedly, on
it's
Wake
you.
Up with Webster. It's not me. It's not you. It's you. Yeah, I'm pointing.
Not you.
Thank you so much for downloading. Yeah, you're in for a treat. We have quite a lot coming up, including an exclusive that we enjoyed this week when we invited none other than Kyle Faulkner from The View to come in and see us and perform an exclusive from his new album.
He's not Kyle Faulkner from The View, though. He's Kyle Faulkner.
Yeah, drop The View, because that's what he's done. And he's got a solo album, his first ever. It's called No Thank You, and it's coming out this summer. So it's really nice of Kyle to come in. You can hear that. You hear his little song. He took in his ukulele as well. Plus, you can find out why Grace from Arbroath said this to us this week.
I didn't psych myself up for it, though. yuck. No, gives me the book. It really does.
And she wasn't talking about my Crocs.
And she should have been, though.
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing now, isn't it? Plus, find out why this happened between Claire and I. Claire has a revelation. All right.
I honestly think that this is going to be... You're just going to be sat there and be like... Wow, mind blown.
And you know what? It was.
It was, 100%, although you stole my thunder. We'll get to that shortly.
Are you still annoyed about that?
Yeah.
Plus, we have so many other things to cover as well, including random things you've found when you got home. There's always almost a mystery to solve in this one.
I know.
So where do we start, Claire? Where would you like to begin the first ever Wake Up with Webster breakfast show podcast?
How about we start with something that has been on the minds of people across Tayside and Fife for the last 16 weeks.
When is Webster going to get rid of those Crocs?
No, oh, no, that's right. Been 16 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, at last, we had a big winner on our game, the 1K word. And if you've been listening to TFM over the last few months, it might have been driving you crazy. Maybe you've tried to get through to win the cash. Well, it's done.
£1,000 was up for grabs if you could identify one word.
We had a clip with a word removed, and if you guessed that word, we would give you a grand. It went on and on until Bethany from Perth called us. This is what happened.
I think the answer is toys.
Toys?
Yes.
Okay, why do you think toys?
Because I've been doing a bit of research. I think I might have found the original interview.
You're locking it in for a grand.
I don't think it's been guessed yet. I was just trying to quickly have a little look through.
All right, Bethany.
Yep.
Let's find out. Is it toys for you in Perth? For £1,000.
I'm very overly excitable about things. Like toys.
Yes!
Yeah!
Wow, it is toys!
Oh my God!
Wow, I did not know that that was going to be the correct answer right there, right then.
Oh my God.
Research pays off.
It does. That is amazing. Oh, my God. That just made my day.
Well, yeah, not just your day, but your week and your sister's weeks and years as well, it seems.
In fact, I think you've made everybody's day across Tayside and Fife because now the word has been identified. It was
toys. We went to visit Bethany in Perth as well for the obligatory winner's photo, and she got the grand, and she did promise on air that she was going to spend some of it on her sister's, right?
I hope she does.
She has to keep to it now. She said it on air. It's on record. Anyway, Bethany was happy.
Wake Up with Webster Podcast.
What gives you the bulk when you touch it?
I had an awful experience with a mouse mat this week.
Claire recoiled in disgust. I couldn't believe your reaction. You would have thought it was an actual mouse, but you don't like touching a certain material.
I know, I would have been all right if it was an actual mouse, but I was moving the mouse across the mouse pad and the foam, oh... It was giving me the heebie-jeebies as it brushed across my pinky when I was moving.
So we had to ask, we put it out there, what gives you the bulk when you touch it? Now, this caller that we're going to play for you now.
I actually feel a little bit sorry for her.
Yeah, she's brave because she got in touch with us on the Wake Up with Webster Facebook page and she said, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm having trouble even typing this out.
Far less saying it out loud.
Yeah, and she's really going to psych herself up to actually say the item that she can't touch that gives her the bulk. Eventually, we coaxed it out of her. It's Grace from Arbroath, and you won't believe this.
It's velvet. Oh, my God.
Now, I have to say, in an unpatronising way, we're very impressed that you managed to actually say the words.
I had to, like, psych myself up for it, though. Oh, yuck. No, gives me the book. It really does.
So what is it about it?
I don't know.
What is it about what, Claire?
I don't like it. I just have a wee fit whenever I touch it or see it or...
What?
I mean, when that toilet brand used to be on the shelf, I couldn't look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's the word as well as the texture of the velvet material.
It's
struggling.
More the texture. I can psych myself up to say the word if I have to, but it's touching it just freaks me out.
Right out.
I used to work in an interior shop in Dundee, and we sold those curtains, so they were one of the curtains on sale, and I just didn't take people to those curtains.
You would steer people away.
I just avoided them. If someone said, oh, I'm looking for this sort of colour and like this length or what have you, I would just not take them to it. I mean, if they saw it, fair enough, because we used to have them hang up as well. If they were in the packet, it was fine because I knew I couldn't feel it. But if they were hanging up, I just didn't take them to that side of the shop.
You must have been the best salesperson.
Oh, I was awful.
Well, if you think about it, that's the one job that someone who doesn't like the touch of velvet should never have.
I never thought about it when I got the job, and it was like the first couple of days in, I thought, oh my God, I saw it, and I could, like, my heart starts beating if I can see, if I know it's there, and I know that I'm going to have to touch it, or someone's going to, like, run at me with it because my friends are cruel. If I see it, my heart starts, like, beating really, really fast. I start panicking about it, so I saw it. I thought, well, no, I'll just not stay over this end of the shop. So I went to the other end.
It's affected your life then, your lifestyle. You have to change certain things in your life to avoid that material, beginning with V.
Let's test this out once more. Velvet.
Gone. I took the phone away from my ear because I knew you were going to say
velvet. It's back in our ear.
Bye.
The Wake Up with Webster podcast. The best bits of the week.
Every morning on the show, you should really get up earlier. Claire has a new thing. Claire has a mission. It's what, about 6:15, 6:20?
Yeah, you let me loose super early to talk about something of my choosing, and it could be anything. Occasionally, it's a little bit risky.
Yeah.
Occasionally, it's about food. Actually, quite often, it's about food.
No, it's about two things, food or nakedness. That's what was spotted. Well, it's been on the go for about 3 weeks, and that's the main theme that comes out of it. And one of those themes is coming up in something you told us this week.
I know, and it completely blew my mind until you stole my thunder.
Claire has a revelation.
I honestly think that this is going to be, you're just going to be sat there and be like, wow, mind blown.
Did not know that. It's one of these things.
Yes.
All right, let's start the music. Claire, what have you got for us?
Well, you know when you go into like a shop or, you know, a sandwich eatery, you can be like, oh, can I have a BLT? Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. What happens when you order a club sandwich?
A club sandwich comes in a couple of layers. It's an extra layer of toast in the middle, isn't
it? Yeah.
With your chicken and your bacon.
Well, did you know that club stands for something?
What do you mean?
C-L-U-B.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's an acronym.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
This is a thing.
So, have a guess. C-L-U-B.
Well, you know, it kind of makes chicken, lettuce, under bacon.
Well done.
Is that what it is?
What were you doing?
Well, I thought the U can't really be anything else, can it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, chicken, lettuce,
no.
Under bacon.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
You are right. That is a brilliant piece of trivia.
Yeah, you kind of stole it from me now, so I don't care anymore.
Oh, you wanted to announce it,
yeah.
Didn't you? Oh, sorry, Claire. I do apologise for being super clever.
I'm done.
The Wake Up with Webster podcast. The best bits of the week.
Another decent chat that we had on the show this week that heralded...
What do you mean another decent chat? We have decent chat every day, all day.
Yeah. Yeah, added to the list of hundreds I already had in my mind.
I'll let you off with that then.
Yes, another bit of chat selected from the amazing chat charts that we have was random things that you've spotted when you've come home. Sometimes you get back home and something's happened and you can't You can't work out why or how. I got home recently and I found something genius in my garden. My brother-in-law had fashioned together a cardboard lip for the garden furniture umbrella parasol thing.
Yeah.
Right? He was fed up of sitting outside in the garden because he does it a lot. And when it rains, the umbrella doesn't cover his entire back.
And also the direction of the rain changes. So sometimes even if you're under it, you're still getting wet and stuff. So I think this is a genius.
He went out to the garage. He tore up one of our cardboard boxes and he then even waterproofed it. He got some bubble wrap in the same box, wrapped it around the cardboard, stuck it on with masking tape, and then stuck it underneath the brawly so it would hang over, be an overhang, like a lip, so it would properly cover his back and he wouldn't get wet.
And it works.
And it's been there 3 weeks and it's surviving.
Brilliant. He needs a job on Blue Peter.
So we had to ask, what is the most bizarre random thing you have spotted when you've got home? And this call from Lizzie has got us puzzled.
It's still a mystery. And that's been, what, like 9 months now?
This happened back in Halloween, but I'm not sure if that gives us a clue. Lizzie, what did you find when you got home?
So I had lollipops on my windowsill, just dotted along the windowsill and under my bench, under my window. I had lollipops on my doorstep.
What?
And then I had little packets of Frazzle sweeties hidden in my bird bath.
So you had sweeties all over your garden?
Yeah, sweeties signed all over my garden for no reason, and I still don't know who put them there.
Right, this is just one day you came home to find this?
No, this was over a couple of days, over about a week.
Whoa!
How bizarre. Did you ever get to the bottom of it? Did you eat the sweeties?
No.
I have all the questions.
No, I didn't eat the sweeties, no. But no, I've still not found out who put them there yet.
Well, they are suspicious sweeties. I don't know if I would touch them either. It's like, where have these come from? It's like Hansel and Gretel thing going on here, a little trail that you have to follow. So you actually collected the sweets after day one, did you? And you thought, this is bizarre. Then day two, you came back and there's a whole new set of sweets.
Yeah, they were just dotted about in the front garden. It was really strange.
How long ago was this?
It was just after Halloween, so it would have been probably about November time last year.
And it's not going to be kids, is it? Kids aren't going to get rid of their sweets that way.
No.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought the kids would want to eat the sweeties.
Yeah, so you've now got a stash.
No, they're in the bin.
Ah, yeah. Sensible move. That is bizarre. How do we work that one out? How can we get to the bottom of that? Where do you actually stay, Lizzie?
I stay in Montrose.
And we've still not found who the sweetie giver might be.
I know, it's like opposite of sweetie thief. It's like, here, have more sweeties.
Yeah, whoever you are, wherever you are, can you bring me some Haribo? I could do with a little sweet treat right now, thank you.
Wake up with Webster Podcast.
Every morning at 8:10 on Wake Up with Webster, we always look forward to the Win It Minute. We give you the chance to play a quiz. There's 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock, and you get the chance to win a load of cash. If you get them all right, you win £250.
I genuinely thought that we were going to have a winner this week. I thought this was going to be the week, and we're going to give away some more money.
Me too, because we had an incredible performance from a team of people. Now, Maddie called us up from Ceramic Tile Distribution in Dundee, and what she told us was quite incredible, that they had been rehearsing and getting ready and practicing the Win It Minute for, what, 6 months?
Yes, and they knew not to talk over one another, because that's the problem. If you come on as a team, there's always the shouting and you can't work out who's at. They knew, they were structured, they were going to do it.
They even had specialist topics. Each member of the team would cover a certain aspect that might pop up in the questions. So we were very impressed. Have a listen to their performance this week on the Win It Minute. What colour is the Pokemon character Pikachu?
Yellow.
Which part of Australia is famous for its opera house?
Disney.
Cherry Garcia, fish food, and chunky monkey are flavours of ice cream from which brand?
Ben and Jerry's.
Which West Lothian football team was promoted to the SPL at the weekend?
Livingston.
GDPR comes into effect next Friday. What does the D stand for?
Data.
Who walked Meghan Markle down the aisle?
Prince Charles.
What's the currency in the Republic of Ireland?
Euros.
In driving, what does AA stand for?
Automobile Association.
Mid-off and gully are both positions in which sport?
Pass.
In computing, how many bits are in one byte?
Pass.
Mid-off and gully are both positions in which sport?
Cricket.
In computing, how many bits are in one byte?
100.
It was just that question at the end. I mean, Maddie was good. She had to give an answer. It's good to get an answer on the board. But she just blurted out 100. We were looking for eight bites. So research and rehearsal and practice almost paid off for the guys there. They got 9 out of 10.
They seem pretty chuffed with that. Highest score of the week, though.
Just missing out on the cash. Don't forget, you can try the Win It Minute anytime you want. It's on every morning on Wake Up with Webster at 10 past 8. Just call me or Claire at 5 to 8 in the morning and you can register and be on the quiz.
Or both of us.
Yeah. Yeah, but mainly me.
The Wake Up with Webster podcast. The best bits of the week.
Now, for the first ever Wake Up with Webster breakfast show podcast, we were delighted to have an exclusive from Dundee's very own Kyle Faulkner. You may remember him from such bands as The View.
But he's stepped away from that now.
He's grown up.
And he told us all about it.
Wake Up with Webster podcast.
We are now delighted to invite into the Wake Up with Webster studio none other than Dundee's very own Kyle Faulkner.
How are you doing, mate?
He's with us right now. How you doing, Kyle?
Tip top, brilliant, man.
Yeah, you are, because you got flip-flops on.
Yes.
Feeling comfortable and free and breezy.
Yeah, man, anytime, man, anytime.
Is this you getting ready for summer?
Yeah, man, summer starts quite early for me. Yeah, just like try to hit the barbecue as early as possible and that kind.
Happy days.
Actually, last time we saw you was last summer at Carnival 56.
Yep.
You were headlining the new festival for Dundee. How have things been since then, Kyle?
Good, man. I was supposed to be releasing an album like pretty much just a wee while after that, but as the whole business, man, things get delayed. But I mean, I've just been getting better at doing the songs, you know what I mean? Because I think I jumped in a bit early in Carnival 56 with the band and that. We just had a couple of rehearsals, so it was a bit dodgy, but worked it for the better, Ken.
Yeah, well, I do remember you telling us backstage at that festival that there was something coming from Mr. Faulkner. So at last it's arrived, and it's called No Thank You. The new album's out this summer. Why the name? Is there any particular reason why, Kyle?
There's a lyric in one of the songs, No Thank You, just a wee bit, and then I just like, no thank you to any band or to anybody. It's kind of done it myself, so...
It's all down to you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how do you find working on a solo album after a decade of working with the guys at The View?
It's good. Like, it was a bit daunting going out in the studio on my own because doing instruments myself and stuff and not having anybody to sort of feed off of and just putting it all on my back, it was a bit, I felt a bit, I know I've kind of bitten off more than I could chew, but it's good kind of not having to answer anybody, but it's, I mean, a month in the studio, you go a bit crazy. And I had my baby and my fiance in there as well, so it was a bit like, rather than partying for 3 days solid, it was like it was going back and having tea and going to bed, you know what I mean? So it was a bit, it was still kind of, and then it was summer last year as well, so it felt amazing. Like, kind of, it was a Paul Weller studio as well, so like he was kicking about and again, he was giving his input and I was using all his old guitars and stuff. So
no,
it was
way.
Cool. Yeah, it was cool.
Wow, that would have been pretty scary, first of all, doing it by yourself, as you mentioned there, but also the legend, Mr. Weller, he's giving you advice and chipping in, is he?
Yeah, man, it was cool. I was like, I didn't go too far. I'm the producer here, can't I?
You're telling him off.
So you talked about, you know, you were at Carnival 56 with your kids. What's it like being a dad? What's the lifestyle change like?
It's good, man. It's pretty easy. I mean, it was pretty daunting at the start. Like, everyone was like, oh, no, there's loads of stuff, kind of nappies and morning TV and that. Kind of, it's class, it's absolute class. She just started walking and stuff. Just like, I'm actually just, you're not number one anymore. I mean, I think I needed a wee bit of slap to sort of say.
A little bit of realisation.
Yeah.
I like the way you put nappies right in the same category.
As walking.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So, I mean, life has changed then, and you are a different Kyle now than you were from, what, 2 years ago?
I wouldn't say I'm different. Like, I would just say I'm more thoughtful. Yeah, probably.
Because
yeah.
You've got more responsibilities.
Yeah, man.
I saw you on Twitter just last night thanking everybody for pre-ordering the album already. Mm-hmm. You're saying it was groovy times.
Yeah, like, my last was like that. To us. What are you doing putting groovy times? I was like, because it's like a Clash reference. Kind of, groovy times. That's what I was like going on about. But I was like, that's a bit cheesy saying that. Can't I? But it's just how I feel. Can't I?
Now, the tour is going to kick off soon as well. Is that what you look forward to more than the actual recording?
I look forward to... The recording's good enough, but it is better when you've got a band. Part of the recording thing is just being with a band and like going to a different city or going to... You live there for a wee bit. So the touring thing is class as well. It's like played these places a million times. But I mean, even like Dunfermline, we played there playing the new songs. You're like, oh no, let's get out an old hit or something. But you've got to kind of pressure through it. And just because you think, maybe he's into this. But it's like because the album's no hit, but you always have that. Even with the View records, I always like get a wee bit weary at it.
All right, Kyle, yeah, we are quite excited and pretty happy to see you've got some instruments that you want to pluck. So tell us, what have you got with you and what would you like to do?
I've got a ukulele and I'm going to play a song off an album that I've already kind of played anyway, so it's not getting a guffaw. And it's called The Therapist.
You know what Kyle said? Kyle told me that his music is just like the music he used to do with that previous band, but that previous band used to rub some punk and funk on that all over the songs, so they got a little bit noisy. His songs all stripped down.
I really like it. Really like the style. It feels a little bit indie, just a little bit deep. Like,
and still clever deep. And catchy, yeah. And everything you would expect. Check out Kyle Faulkner's new album. It's coming out this summer. It's called No Thank You. And he's got a single out right now.
Yeah, called Poor Me. It sounds just as epic as that one.
He's one of Scotland's most ingenious songwriters. A Wake Up with Webster podcast exclusive with Kyle Faulkner. Hey, thank you so much for checking out the first ever podcast. I hope you've managed to make it to the end, because we're here at the end now. Hello.
No, we're not starting.
Love
again.
You.
Can we put a little secret in for people who made it to the end?
Yeah, what can we give them? A little kiss maybe, Claire? Yeah, it sounds
that
okay.
That doesn't quite work the same.
Sounds okay from you. It's creepy from me. So I will gesture to you right now. I'm doing it. Thank you so much.
That was my tummy.
Was it? What? We better go off for a bacon roll then. Thank you. The next podcast will be coming next week. Check out the TFM and Wake Up with Webster social pipes.
Stop saying check out.
The Wake Up with Webster podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at tfm.co.uk. And listen live on TFM weekday mornings from 6.